And like so much in our society, Pechakucha has been affected by COVID-19 because people haven't been able to gather in the rooms where Pechakucha presentations have happened. So they are going online with Pechakucha number 58. Grant Grief is the Cape Town City organizer. Hello, Grant.
Evening. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. I mean, it's on the 9th, so it's today week that you're going online.
Yes, next week, Tuesday. And basically, it's going to be from 7 p.m. is when we start with the speakers. But we will be having a informal chat with everyone at about 6:30, so everyone can get there about 30 minutes earlier online.
And how different do you think it will be? I was thinking about it earlier today. It strikes me not terribly different. A Pechakucha presentation, which is 20 seconds of talk over 20 seconds of slide, is not going to be that different viewed digitally than viewed physically in the same room.
No, I think from the inspiration sharing, I think that's definitely not going to be different. You know, we've always focused very much on the topic that's being presented and less actually on the speaker per se. So really it's about the visuals and it's about the topic under the speaker's subject, and really about how they're conveying it and the passion and how it relates to then the audience that's watching. And I think this time around it's going to be quite exciting, and we are very excited to be in a space where, you know, everyone sitting in Joburg or, you know, overseas that are Cape Townians or South Africans are wanting to watch, they now have the ability to do so. And we've got quite a variety of speakers also to share.
Okay, let's do, just give us some sense of who's going to be talking about what.
All right. So I think my personal favorite, or what I'm excited about, is Mark, which is actually the founder of Pechakucha Global. So he is literally the founder of it, and he's actually streaming in from Tokyo, and he'll be doing a talk around inspiration, his journey with Pechakucha, which is going to be, you know, incredible. We've got Andrew Cole, which is the previous city organizer of Pechakucha Cape Town. He's based in Canada, and he'll be sharing about his view on the post-COVID environment from a space and a time point of view. And then we've got local blood, where we've got Jess, who's talking about the birds, the bees, and other lessons from nature, specifically around how our environment influences, you know, our engineering and design and business, you know, in that space. And then also on the community side of things, we've got Mandisi Sundor chatting about the journey of the Khayelitsha Shack Theatre and how their progression has been to help youth, you know, really jump straight off the streets and into a place where they can truly expand their minds.
And so Grant, the platform that you're using is?
So we're using, in terms of the streaming, we're going to be using Zoom.
Okay.
And so basically,
in terms of registering then?
So everyone's welcome to go. We're partnering again with Cricket. So everyone's welcome to go directly to the Pechakucha website, Pechakucha, Pechakucha.co.za, and you can buy a ticket, and it's 50 Rand. And the great part is now that all of the net proceeds are going to be split between the charities that each of the speakers have selected, which is a great way then, you know, for us to give back, but more on a scaled version. And then it's going to be run through Zoom, and everyone will receive the link to
that stream. Thanks very much to Grant Grief, the Cape Town City organizer of Pechakucha, and you can go to their website, buy a ticket via Quicket, and you'll get a link to the Zoom session, which will start at about 6:30 next Tuesday, and then the presentations will start at 7:00.